You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town in our listening region. Today, we're talking with Deborah Garnes. She's the mayor of Rio Del, California. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor Garnes.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. Great.
So let's begin with geography. Where is Rio Del?
Rio Del is inland from the coast, but it's about 22 miles south, straight now 101 from Eureka. 22 miles south of Eureka, straight now 101. People recognize Eureka. That's why I use that as a landmark.
Okay, I get it. Now tell me about Rio Del. What's the land size, the population, demographics?
We are it's about 3,400 people. We're small, rural. The land is about 2.4 square miles, 2.3 land, 0.1 water. We're a peninsula, technically, as we are surrounded on three sides, and we are the gateway to the Avenue of the Giants.
The Avenue of the Giants. Tell me more.
Yes. The 31-mile stretch of the Redwood State Park System, and it's old-growth redwoods, new-growth redwoods. It's just a beautiful, beautiful section. It runs along the Ill River. We, Rio Del, are surrounded on three sides by the Ill River, and the Ill River then follows down all the way to Mendocino.
Okay.
So the Avenue of the Giants is that 31-mile stretch.
And so you're the gateway to the Avenue of the Giants, these old-growth redwoods. You're surrounded on three sides by this body of water, the Eel River. It must be absolutely beautiful.
It really is. We're also on the other side of the river are the Scotia Bluffs. And when you're coming south to Rio Del on 101, it is actually one of the most beautiful visuals that you can see. And when you're coming south in the morning, you're seeing the fog, which feeds the redwoods, play in the trees. It's just really a gorgeous sight. And everyone should come here. Everyone should come visit.
Well, tell me
we have one of the only river accesses, and we have a new trail that's going to be a spur of the Great Redwood Trail, and you can access directly down to the river. And that's another draw here for people to come.
Okay, so is that already implemented, or is that soon to come?
No, the trail is there. The trail was completed and ribbon cut last year, and we have just seen so many more people from outside of Rio Del, you know, the cities and towns around, coming here because of the direct river access.
Gotcha. So take me back in time. Why is the city called Rio Del?
Well, there is the river and the valley. We are, you know, we are inland. We are surrounded by the river, and there were lovely fields and the Scotia Bluffs around. We were originally Wildwood, and that came from. Well, I think we were the blue collar town to the Pacific Lumber Company, which was one of the last company towns in America. Over in Scotia, we're connected by a bridge, and it was pretty wild. We had brothels, we had bars. it was a fun town, apparently, and so. I think that's where the Wildwood part of it came from. And
you still have Wildwood celebrations, right?
Yes, we do. We have Wildwood celebrations. Our main street is Wildwood. You can go from the exit, the northernmost exit, or entry rather, coming south, the northern entry into town, and go all the way through town, either and get on the bridge and go on the back to 101 and never see a traffic light. There is not a traffic light in our town.
Oh, okay.
There's not even a stop sign between the entry and leaving town if you stay on one Wildwood, which used to be 101. And, you know, and then the highway came in, and that became 101. So technically, I think it's Business 101. But it's to us, it's Wildwood, and it's just a straight shot through.
Okay, so Wildwood. So,
and I think Rio Del and was incorporated as a city in 1965, uh-huh. February 26, 1965, and because we wanted a police force. And so that's actually a true police force. That's how the decision was made, is my understanding anyway. And I think Rio Del just came from the river, the valley, and, you know, just sounded good, I guess. I actually don't have that absolute answer.
No, that's fine. I understand Rio means river and Del is a, you know, you're a valley. So Rio Del, I get it. And yeah. Wildwood is, you know, the old time brothels and saloons and
exactly.
You know, and so that all melded together, and they needed a police
and
force.
Yeah.
So
and that's why
makes sense.
The main street is still called Wildwood.
Gotcha. I also understand that Rio Del has a temperate climate with cooler summer temperatures and warmer winters.
Yes, we are pretty. You know, if it gets, and it will get to 80 in the summer, but you know, if it gets, once it gets to 78, I think we all start to panic. If we start getting nervous at 76 and then start panicking, and then it's like, oh no. Now people who love heat are excited by it, but it's an odd place to be if that's your goal is heat, because it isn't that hot on a regular basis. I'm trying to think, it's kind of San Diego like, but I'm not absolutely sure, but it's very moderate temperature in the somewhere about 10 degrees hotter than Eureka. And, 10 to 15 degrees hotter than the next big town, which is Garberville, which is 40 miles south of us on the other end of the Avenue of the Giants. And they get hot. We get not, you know, we're at the high 80s, not high 80s, but at our high, we're around 80. And that, like I said, that's not all the time, which is wonderful. And then in the winter, we can get down to 32. It can snow here. It might snow for 1 or 3 or 4 days in the winter, but it usually melts off by a couple hours after it snowed. So. Yeah, so it you'll see snow in the mountain. You can get to snow in 20 minutes. You can get to the ocean in 20 minutes. You can get to the redwoods or in the redwoods, but you can get to the avenue in 10 minutes. So everything is very accessible as far as nature here.
Okay, it sounds like you're centrally located. My guest is Deborah Garnes, mayor of Rio Del, California. Mayor, how long have you been mayor?
Since 2018, I think.
Okay, tell me about the governing structure of your town.
We're a city manager run city. So the council sets the ordinances, the policy, and the city manager runs, Kyle Knopp runs the city.
Gotcha. I read in
we have a police force, and we have a dedicated police force.
Gotcha. I read in the Redwood News that you are the first African-American mayor in the town's history. Tell me, when and why did you move to Rio Del?
Well, I've lived in Sacramento. I retired from SMUD, which is a citizen-owned utility in Sacramento. Elizabeth and I owned an espresso bar and in Sacramento. And it was always hot. It was just unacceptably hot in Sacramento. So we would come up here. We had a friend that owned 100 acres in Xenia, which is in Trinity County. It was a customer, and he and his wife became our friends, and we would go there. They were off-grid. I had some health issues, so I retired from SMUD. We moved to Xenia, stayed there for a year because we wanted to get to Humboldt. And at the time, before we moved, we had an interview from the Sacramento Bee, and they were like, well, why do you want to move to Humboldt? And it's because it's 96 here in Sacramento, and it's 69 there in Humboldt. And that was the reason. It was quiet, it was peaceful, it was beautiful, and it was a lot cooler than Sacramento. And so we, from Xenia, we would come here because it was a shorter drive, so we could come here on a regular basis and look at property and look at what's going on. And Rio Del, it's just a beautiful place. It is quiet and peaceful. And we just looked at different places down on the Avenue of the Giants in Red Crest, Ferndale. We looked at a lot of different places in Humboldt County, Arcata. And this was just this place to stop. This in this little quiet bedroom town. It's a bedroom community, You know, and it's just a beautiful spot on earth.
So what are the economic drivers?
Well, we don't have a lot of economic drivers because we are a bedroom community. We don't have a lot of huge land to you know, have a lot of businesses. We have a downtown, so we have some businesses downtown. We have three restaurants, a tattoo parlor, a bar, a liquor store. We have a coffee house. And then uptown, we have a Dollar General and a gas station. But the two that have given us the business that have given us the best economic lift is once cannabis was legal, we allowed for three, but we only have two, that's enough, dispensaries in town. And then outside of town, which is still our area of influence, across the bridge so that it weren't accessible to like children riding their bikes or whatever. We had, cultivators. And so the taxes that come from that have helped us and allowed us to, fix our roads without having to ask the citizens for a tax, you know, to pay for the fixes. We need grants. We're a town that needs a lot, you know, we need grants to help us with different things. And so we had a huge earthquake and a couple years back in 22. And from there, we got a grant to help fix our water infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It was already kind of on the table, but the earthquake helped, you know, make the point that this is really truly needed right now, and Senator McGuire made that possible for us, or helped us to make that possible. And we don't have a lot of economic drivers. We're always looking for businesses, but there's that land issue. Cal Fire we have 17 acres of land here. Cal Fire is coming in and puts headquarters there.
Okay. Well, we have about 30 seconds left.
And okay.
I'm curious about what's top of mind for you this week?
You know, just making sure that we are moving in the right direction, that we get our projects that are on the table, like the water system and the sewer system, completed, complete the ADA access to the trail, and just keep everything in a great position. We are moving forward, and that's my goal, is to keep us moving onward and upward, as they say.
Okay, it sounds like you live in a beautiful and temperate location, and you've got a few projects you're working on. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You too. My guest was Deborah Garnes, Mayor of Rio Dell, California.